Social media makes it easy for anyone to write about how bad your food was, how rude your employees are, or just about any other criticism you've encountered in the time you've been running a business. You might receive a complaint on Twitter from a social media savvy customer who didn't like your response time or felt, have you heard of this one? You didn't fix the problem the first time. Some businesses are more sensitive than others when it comes to public criticism. I've known a couple of business owners who think that not responding to a critic on social media is better than saying anything at all because a response will draw attention to the complaint. That's a bad idea. Depending on where the negative comment is posted, such as a customer's blog, it can get indexed by Google and show up in search results. That means someone's first impression of your business can be a negative one. Picture a blogger ranting about how he hates your business with, quote, the intensity of 1,000 suns, unquote, or some less creative but vicious attack on you and your reputation. It's no laughing matter. You should respond to your social media critics. Actually, you must respond. Your response may not win the heart and mind of a particular critic. In fact, that's not your primary reason for responding. Your primary reason is to win the hearts and minds of the other people in the room, so to speak. That is, the people who stumble upon a criticism of your business on the web. They should see that negative comment followed by your response, which should be above the fray. Depending on your response, they may conclude that the critic was unreasonable and that you were calm and responsive. What if they come across a complaint against your business on the web but see no response from you? That's a real downside. They could interpret your lack of a response to a complaint or criticism as indifference. They might think, maybe this guy's right about what he's saying about this business. Hopefully, you can address the critic and resolve his issue, but you must not neglect the chance to appear before the wider online community as a business owner who took the high road and sincerely attempted to resolve a customer service complaint. That's just one part of managing your online reputation. For more digital business strategies, visit dbschicago.com.